This goes to Matthew Flegel, FLEGELPAC, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Marianne, Marianne. That's all one word, Frick, F-R-I-C-K. Date of birth is 10/31 of 1958. Dear Matthew, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Frick, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine. She generally has lab studies done annually, and in August of 2021, her creatinine was found to be up to 1.1 when it had been 0.9 in 2019. The estimated GFR was 50. Lab was repeated again in 1 month, October 20th, 2021, and it was still 1.1. GFR remained at 50. 10/9 of 19, creatinine was 0.9, and estimated GFR was just over 60. The patient then had a kidney ultrasound with bladder scan, and the findings were that the kidneys were both very small. Right kidney is 8.1 centimeters, and left kidney is 8.7. The bladder looked good. She had a normal distended bladder and very minimal residual volume of only 12 cc's. There were no cysts, stones, masses, or hydronephrosis bilaterally. The patient was drinking quite a bit of Coca-Cola and before the finding of the slightly elevated creatinine, and has stopped doing that and instead drinks quite a bit more water and flavored water. And she's trying to eat very healthy, following a low-salt, actually a low-fat, low-carb diet. But she has no history of diabetes. She does have a sister who's a naturopathic practitioner, and she's recommended a few supplements to help, including probiotics and vitamin D3. And the patient has been taking those. She denies headaches or dizziness. She does have a history of migraines, but they do not occur very often. She has chronic allergic rhinitis, takes routine medication for that. No chest pain or palpitations, no history of heart disease, no MIs. She does have mild asthma that is seasonal. It generally happens, symptoms occur in the spring when the pollen is high. She did have a recent colonoscopy with a non-precancerous polypectomy, and her next colonoscopy will not be needed for 5 years. She does not have any bowel problems currently, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, no UTIs, no history of blood clots, no liver disease, no history of TIAs or CVAs. Past medical history is significant for allergic rhinitis, mild asthma, migraine headaches, and colon polyp. Past surgical history, she's had a cholecystectomy and tubal ligation in addition to the colonoscopy this year. Social history, the patient is married, lives with her husband. She is retired. She never smokes cigarettes. She does not use illicit drugs and rarely consumes alcoholic beverages. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to zithromycin. Medications, she takes Centrum Silver for women, one daily. Zyrtec, 5 milligram. Actually, it's Zyzal, Z-Y, it's X-Y-Z-A-L, 5 milligram once daily. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily. Flora gel daily, and probiotics daily, magnesium citrate twice a day for leg cramps, singular 10 milligram daily, Imitrex 50 milligram, 50 milligram PRN migraine headache, rarely used, and she does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented. She's appears to be her stated age, no signs of distress. Color is good. Her height is 64 inches, weight 130 pounds, temperature 97.7, pulse 80, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure is 103 over 62. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-14 of 2021. Her hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, no casts or crystals. Triglycerides, cholesterol, and cholesterol panel was done August 16th of 2021. The only abnormality is LDL slightly elevated at 146. Creatinine was 1.1 at that time. Calcium 10.1. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.5. Carbon dioxide 24. Albumin 4.6. And phosphorus is 3.4. And August 16th, 2021, again, creatinine 1.1 with normal electrolytes, normal calcium, normal albumin, normal liver function, estimated GFR at 50. And magnesium was 2.1, also normal. Overall cholesterol was 240, so that is slightly elevated also. And 10-9 of 2019, creatinine 0.9 with normal electrolytes and normal calcium and glucose of 105. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to bilaterally small kidneys. Possibly they've been small most of her life. There's no actual medical reason for kidneys to become smaller. And so she's probably had that most of her life. She's a rather small woman, and it makes sense that her kidneys would be smaller than average. We have recommended that she have lab studies done every 3 months, and she can follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. She's absolutely asymptomatic and has no risk factors at all for progression of kidney disease. We will just monitor these labs over time. We don't expect actually any worsening of kidney function. And she'll be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.